In Sahih al-Bukhari, there is a hadith, and this is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And the subject of the hadith is like this, that the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that the human being is always regularly, you can say, always involved in two ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not benefiting, rather he's at loss from the two ni'mas of Allah. This is the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two ni'mas of Allah, our Creator, and akthar, regularly, majority of the time, you can say that the human being, okay, let's say minimum 95% at least. 95%, we are at a loss from those two ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand this point. It's very essential. And what is the loss we're talking about? A big loss. A big loss about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning the loss. Then what will be that loss? From a small example, it could be if someone says that don't do this action, it will be loss. Are we not cautious when someone says don't do this ibadah worship or don't start this business, there'll be loss? So somebody is cautious, don't purchase this home, there'll be a loss. So we are cautious. So this, subhanallah, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated this, that two ni'mas of Allah about which, or relating to which, we are always in loss. A lot of loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after we hear this hadith, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on this hadith. Because our objective of coming is dhikr. You have come here to remember Allah. You haven't come here to listen to my speaking. And we gave the invitation for dhikr, alhamdulillah. And this is also Allah ta'ala's ni'mah, that we do dhikr morning and evening in Masjid Zakariya. We continue on that regularly. But to travel to this masjid, what is the objective of coming here? To this locality, to travel, to come to this masjid, to invite you and for you coming and me coming and we coming, is that we are going to do dhikr. Because we come, one day we do dhikr in another masjid, or then we do it in this masjid, like our habit, our regularities. So when we come here, we want also others to be included. So the other brothers are also included in the gathering. And so the work of thawab, they can also be included in the reward of thawab. When they see us sitting, then inshallah in their heart, the love will also come. Look, these people have come. What do they do? Okay, let's sit down as well and listen to them. What are they speaking about? So Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives the raghib. Allah Ta'ala is the one who invites. But when the envelope opens, that after sitting there, what did I acquire? Then the eyes will open, the person's eyes will open. The Allah, this is Kamal, Allah, such a great thawab. This much thawab for sitting in your remembrance for a few moments. We sat down and this good jamaat, a good group of people came, mashallah, and they gave us benefit. Our name was written in Jahannam. But at that time, due to that majlis, we were forgiven. We were forgiven. I'm telling you the hadith. I'm not speaking. Yes? The Allah, my name was written in the book of the list of the Jahannami people. And my destination was set, and it was going to have a bad consequence. But that jamaat came, the group of brothers came, and I thought, okay, I'll sit down as well. And alhamdulillah, they also decided there and then that I also decided I'm going to continue in the gathering. And then the decision was made for the forgiveness. So we come here, alhamdulillah, regularly the dhikr is done, but also it benefits others. Everyone gets included. So the whole life of Quran and Hajj and Zakat and Ibadat, if you put all the amal on one side, and on one side, one good deed will be such that will overwhelm all of those deeds. And what is that? That a person who had an issue or pain or disheartened or had troubles and problems, you went and pleased that person. Allah Ta'ala will say that I like this deed of yours the most, that you served my makhluq, my creation, and you assisted them. Remember this, my brothers, to please the people of Allah, the creation of Allah is a big action. We are the same. But if you say, oh, that I've got some water and food here and I put some more in, that water that you serve to those people, that will take you running to paradise. If you've got enough for yourself, fine, but give to others. And the Sahaba Ikram, the companions and other people, pious people, they said, don't worry, doesn't matter, I can stay hungry. Yes, we say, no, I want roast, I want it to go into my stomach. Another person says, no, let me put some water out for him as well so I can eat. Let me put some water in there so that I can get some curry and gravy. The chicken is the same. You don't roast it, you make some curry. You make some gravy, you increase the gravy, Allah Ta'ala increases your kismet, Allah Ta'ala increases your sustenance and wealth. So this, you should be careful about ibadat and worship. You're worshipping in the masjid. But this ibadat, worship, if you attain this, then look for this all day long, that to heal a broken heart. To heal a broken heart, to make someone who's crying, to make him laugh. To make him smile, to make him or her happy, to make someone who's forced have a life of ease, and such a dua will come out of that heart that it will make the arch, the throne of Allah, shake. And I give the small example of increasing the gravy in the food so you can distribute it and feed others. So make this your duty and your schedule to please others. Don't look at others to look for appreciation. No, otherwise takabbar will come into your worship. Oh, acha, oh, he thinks he's doing a big ibadah worship. Doesn't know Z or B or this and that, A, B, C, D. Doesn't know about his neighbors, left, right. He's just worried about his ibadah. Oh, I prayed salah. I went to congregation. I'm doing dhikr. Oh, servant of Allah. But what about the makhluk, the creation of Allah? Give someone the da'wah of the deen in any condition. Someone's got a problem, a difficulty, he can't leave, a deficiency. And you have the strength and you have the courage, the ability, the capacity, the skill. You can give him time. You say, no, it's the time for me to read Quran. Allahu Akbar, 1,000 reading of Quran cannot compare to that few moments that you go and assist somebody who needs assistance. So don't try to balance the deen with your prayer mat, your nafal salah. After faraid, alhamdulillah, after the compulsory deeds, the biggest act of worship is husn-e khulq, is to elevate your akhlaq and to assist other people with your good manners and conduct and assistance. And this is also compulsory. If you see somebody, he hasn't got a job, you know you can give him a job. You know he's got a problem in his house, he's in your control. You can give him a house, find him some assistance. The people in the world are involved in difficulties, immersed in difficulties. People are living around us in society. People have issues. Listen to somebody for 5 minutes. Listen to him on the way. Listen to him going back. And not even this, that you can do dua for him, then alhamdulillah. I've told you the hadith. You are not doing a favor for that person. Rather, he is giving you reward. If you're doing dua for that person, Allah Ta'ala is accepting that dua first for yourself. So should we do this or not? Should we? So this is what I'm trying to explain to you, that we need to look towards the other side of the fence. Because I wanted to tell you another hadith, but I've told you this hadith. Maybe Allah Ta'ala wanted that we discuss this today. This thought wasn't even in my heart. What was I saying? That insan is in big loss regularly, in majority of the time, due to two ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First ni'mah, let's take it. What is that ni'mah? Due to which the whole of creation is in loss. Even the person of iman is in loss. What is that ni'mah? What is the treasure of Allah? And who will tell us? Who will tell us when it's been sent that in majority of the times we are lost, then that means the majority of the people have that ni'mah. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't, the hadith is telling us the meaning itself. If the Nabi of Allah has said that the majority of people are in loss most of the time due to these two ni'mahs of Allah, that means they have these ni'mahs, but they are not taking advantage of these ni'mahs. For example, I have money, but I don't take advantage of that money, then I'm in loss. I have a shop and I don't run my business. I don't run it properly, implement it. Somebody, Allah Ta'ala has given me some other things or other skills and I'm not implementing them properly, then I'm in loss at that time. So brothers, this is loss, great loss I'm talking about from this hadith that we have learnt. For example, you realize, when will we realize the loss of this? We will realize the loss. When a person does a business, after a year, an account is made, the balance sheet is made. And we used to also do business, that's when a person shakes. Though, you know, he's purchasing something, he's spending on a house or expenses, enjoying himself, traveling. When the end of year accounts come, profit and loss, then he holds his head in his hands. Oh, I'm in debt. I owe this much to the bank. Oh, I spent too much. My expenses were too much. I've got no profit. So when we have our profit and loss account made, may Allah make it such that there's profit upon profit and no loss. And that's where we'll realize what is profit, what is loss. And that's why we're in loss due to this hadith that we will understand from this basis, on this understanding and learning, and on this you can say pivot point, we need to understand what is the loss that we are incurring regularly in the majority of the time. It is such a loss that we cannot imagine how great it is. Tell me, what is that loss? What is this ni'mah of Allah that we are losing out on? You have it, I have it, or don't we have it? What is it? This hadith, why did this come to my mind? because an event occurred with me. An event occurred with me 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I came out of my room. I got ready for Isha. And after doing my muamalat, after preparing, I had the passion, the desire, dhikr, there's going to be then maraqabah, the salah, we're going to go for salah. You know, there's a condition when you make that, daily you do that, when you make a routine, like for coming to here, you create a desire, a habit, okay, we're going to Masjid Aisha, we're going to do dhikr, the haswal, and then if you suddenly stop, then it looks weird, it feels weird, like you're preparing, and somebody rings on the bell, somebody came to meet you, and then it's such a person that you cannot reject them. What will happen in your heart? You'll feel sad. You'll feel sad. It doesn't matter how great a person is, because your passion and desire was towards where you were going to. So I was in that feeling, in that emotion, in that condition. I was feeling excited that I'm going to the house of Allah. I was getting ready. And then I saw it's Isha time, and the friends will come, the brothers will come, we'll sit down. Then I got started to get ready. And what happened then? I did wudu, fresh wudu, and my mind was fresh. And as soon as I finished wudu, the situation changed. I slipped so suddenly, that maybe there was no place that does not pain me. I couldn't even move. If I picked my leg up here, there was pain, and it was extreme pain, to this extent that I moved forward, and I couldn't even open the handle, the door of the bathroom, and I was stuck on the ground, pain on the left, pain on the right, Allah. And the passion, the desire to leave was high at that time. I'm telling you, this was the emotion, the feeling that overcame me that time. Oh, the salah may pass. Oh, dhikr is going to pass. Oh, I was afraid. And this happens with everybody. MashaAllah, the people who pray salah, they all have this desire and this yearning. So with this feeling, I felt so sad. I'm on the floor. I've slipped. I've fallen. I've got pain. I've got knocks maybe. And I couldn't even plan. I'm not going to be able to go tomorrow. I won't be able to go for Isha. And then sweat came out alongside the pains. The sweat was coming in my body. What shall I do? Then I tried to move and shake. And everything's paining me in my body. I don't know how I slipped. I don't know. I opened the door somehow, pulled the handle down. My room is next to there. I went to my room and I sat down. And that's the assistance we have. Allah, we have no other assistance. Subhanallah. So I did dua to Allah in such a broken condition and situation. Allah, I can't move. My body's paining. I've fallen down. Isha's coming. Dhikr is going to pass. How long will this be? Allah, because I can't see that I've got any way out. And I cried and I did dua. And then suddenly I became fresh. So Allah Ta'ala showed me that I was so happy. I moved my leg, no pain. I said, huh? What's happening here? And then I moved my hand a little bit, and there was a lot of pain in my arm, my hands. And I came out of the bathroom, there was pain, and I'm not feeling pain now. It's totally fine. Alhamdulillah, then I prepared, and I got ready, I came down. And I'm telling you, I said, there's a lot of pain, but there was pain at the time. But he said, if you got pain, how did you leave the home? How did you leave the house? So what was this? This situation, when you have personal experience, that's when you learn and realize the biggest ni'mah, which is the greatest ni'mah, greater than all of the gifts and the treasures in the world. After iman, the ni'mah that we've got is ibadat, worship, Quran, and Allah Ta'ala's deen. All of these ni'mahs got. But greater than these ni'mahs, everything else is dependent on this ni'mah. What is that ni'mah? Health. Health. My friends, health. If you've got health, then you are here. If you didn't have health, you couldn't come here. If you didn't have health, you could not get forgiven. If you didn't have health, then the doors of paradise cannot open for you. And this is what happens after dhikr, isn't it? If you're not here, then Allah Ta'ala can't be pleased with you. How did you come? What thing made you reach here? Not the car. Nothing else saved you. Allah Ta'ala gave you a great ni'mah. Health. Health. And health, the health is linked to what? It's not linked to you. It's not linked to you. As I said to you, the body, the whole body, the body is 360 joints. And if you have pain in one of the joints, then the person becomes useless. Allah Ta'ala has given us two eyes. And you cannot walk without the assistance of the eyes. Allah Ta'ala says that if the pain comes into the eyes or into the body, you can't walk. If your leg is bent, you can't walk. So every part of your body, if it's paining, if there's problems, you can't move. If any part of your body is paining, you can't move. The 360 joints, Allah Ta'ala said that we cannot do nothing. Always we should be ready. Always we should be ready, because the functioning of the body is always there and it's alongside us, whatever we're doing. The 360 joints, Allah Ta'ala's great, great favor. All of the ni'mah, house, shop, business, car, food, all of the things we've got, all the ni'mahs. If you have no health, everything's a waste. So what a great ni'mah. So these words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not something insignificant. This is such a great ni'mah. And after that ni'mah, a person goes into hellfire. He goes into loss, and his profit and loss accounts that are going to be made for him, and he's going into the loss side. He's in a debt position, and he hasn't got profit. How sad. How bad. What a big ni'mah. And another ni'mah. There are two ni'mahs. Remember the second one, that's an even greater thing. And how we waste them. What is that? What is that? To spend our time without concern. I and you, all of us sitting here, I could say all to you that you have no worries, no issues. What is worry? What is concern? We've got food, we've got a place to sleep, we've got clothes to wear, we've got the car, we've got the transport. And what is then the concern? We've got money, bank balance is there, bank account. No one can say from here that I've got no food tomorrow. No one can say that I won't have anything to eat tomorrow. There's nobody here in this gathering who will not have the basic needs of life. What are all these things? These are things that we need, so we have no concerns. And let's go beyond this. There's another thing that we have that gives us no concern, that when we have nothing to do, how much time we've got free, totally spare, nothing to do, without any concern. So how do we utilize this? Let's take health. If you have health, you can do everything. But we don't utilize our health. For the sake of the hereafter, we don't utilize it. We don't use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rights of health are such that we should earn so much from health, that alhamdulillah, in our akhirah, we have palaces upon palaces upon palaces. Not one second of our life should pass with health that we waste our health on futile actions. As I said to you, Allah Ta'ala has given this to me, that's why I'm speaking. So that one second it felt to me that all the doors had closed. Sajda, prostration, I can't do dhikr now, I can't go to Allah's home, masjid, all the doors had closed on me. Isn't this the case? In one second when a person gets ill, all the doors are closed on that person. And as long as a person has health, then he keeps on taking deficiencies. No, I haven't got this, I can't go there. Oh, I can't do this job, I can't do this function. Oh, I'll start from tomorrow. Remember these points. Make note of what I'm saying. Oh, I don't feel like doing now. I don't feel like doing these actions now. Never think like this. Remember these hadith. These are big nasiha that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent to us. We have to understand our life. We have a limited package, limited time in life. Totally, we need to understand this. The amount of breaths that are written, not one breath in our box of life, the amount of breaths that is counted out, we shouldn't waste it. That place that's been given to us, keep it, make use of it. You see, when you're traveling, oh, he was going to the shops and he died on the way. It's not written after the shops, you're going to come home, you're going to lie down on the mattress and pass away. Wherever you're going to reach Malikul Maut, he will reach there, the angel of death. He doesn't see where you are, whether in the toilet, bathroom, outside, inside masjid, the angel of death will reach there. Where it's written in your destiny, you're going to have your ruh, your spirit extracted, the Malikul Maut, angel of death will come there. We've seen this in our lives. So at that time, then eyes open. And then we are shocked. Oh, life flashes across us. I wasted my health. I didn't benefit from my life. I lifted such a big khasara. This is the khasara that, along with health, we should be focused and be running to Allah. Whether you're free, you've got no work to do, you come from work, and you know after that, we've got time upon time. Make a plan before that. I'm going to come home, make a cup of tea. Then there are many kharafat, I'll do this or that. I'm going to open this or I'm going to see this and see that. No. Make a schedule. Have principle until 12, 1 a.m. We sit in with ease. We do these things. We do these actions of waste. Rather, as long as the eyes are open, we try to pull them wide. As soon as the Quran comes in front of us, we say we're falling asleep. With such difficulty, we read Surah Yasin. It's so difficult for me. For us, it's so hard. And it's 10 Quran reward for reciting Surah Yasin. Pay attention. Allah Ta'ala has given this for health. And when health goes, man cannot read. I've seen people reading. They're saying they can't read. And they can't even say Yasin. And they say, Hazrat, we used to read Quran so nicely and I can't even recite two letters. It's not coming out of my mouth. I don't have the energy. And I'm sitting here now. We've got health, brother. I have no guarantee for tomorrow. And this happened to me. And that's why I remember this hadith I'm presenting to you. That people, for example, we have health. We can read Quran so easily. Let's make our ma'mulat, our pattern, and such 10 Quran rubuts for reading Surah Yasin. If you read Quran normally, you don't know if it's accepted. But if from above, the Arsh Allah says you get the root of 10 Qurans, then it's Qabool upon Qabool. Accepted upon accepted. Allah's given us Surah Yasin, definitely accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never will it be rejected. If you read Quran normally, voluntarily, maybe it will be rejected. Allah might say, I don't like it, I don't prefer it, I'm not pleased due to other things. But when you read Surah Yasin with this intention, with this hadith, 10 Quran reward. Should we read it? Inshallah. But we don't have the niyyah. We don't make a schedule, a program. Look how we are wasting our lives. We're going out, chit-chat, gossip-mongering, talking to X, Y, Z. And after prayer, we think we're totally free. We've succeeded. We've obtained everything. We stand on the pavements outside the door of the mosque. I've seen this regularly. Chit-chat, gossip. We're doing dhikr inside and people are standing outside talking and smoking, having a fag. And they're laughing and they're joking and jesting. And my heart shakes. That Allah, how the hearts have become like stone and rock. And tomorrow His name will be written on the board. My name will be written. Others, when they pass away, that in my name, Allah Ta'ala says, was being called in the masjid. And there was so much thawab, higher than the rocks and the mountains and the peaks. And the whole of the creation and the universe is included in the dhikr. And the whole heavens and the earth is filled with the angels when we do dhikr. And you're standing outside having a cigarette, chit-chat, gossip. How hard is your heart? We need to ask ourselves, how bad this is. How bad this is. So this is a great hadith. And we are in great loss. That despite having the health and the concern, we are in loss. Never have this situation. When we are wasting our time, when we're sitting immersed in waste, in the night you do dhikr and you're free, oh, let's put on the tamasha now. Let's watch the tamasha. No. If you got health, better than this, you come back home after doing dhikr, better than wasting time, go to sleep straight away. All your night long, you will have the reward of dhikr. Don't go left, don't go right. Don't waste your time in futile company or actions. If you've finished and you've done dhikr and you've fulfilled the day, straight away go to sleep, have rest and get up. At least your sleep will be fulfilled and you'll see dreams of Jannah. You'll wander around, you'll be safe from the kharafat of wasting time. It won't be wasted. That sleeping without ni Allah, I will sleep so I can get up for tahajjud. That totally will become ibadah for you. Totally will become worship for you. And this is how you will develop the energy and the health. And look at this great advice that we've got now. And I've seen the friends of Allah, I've seen my Sheikh Hazrat Sheikh Saab, mashallah. And in 19, I've seen people, and somebody came yesterday, Mufti Rafi Saab, mashallah, he was sitting speaking. He must be more than 90. Where's he come from? Pakistan. And mashallah, he mashallah had good health. What is it? What drives this? Shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala, when He gives ni'mah of health, when He gives us health, if we do shukr and are grateful for this health and we utilize it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake and we spend it in Allah ta'ala's way, Allah ta'ala says, I will give you something in return for this. I will keep you healthy all the time. I will save you from doctors, tablets, medicine. Because you are running after your health, you are improving your health, you are sustaining your health. Allah says, I promise you, I'll save you from illness. Today we say, oh, put the flu jab or this and get this injection. Isn't it better than this? That we do shukr on the ni'mas of Allah and we are grateful for our health and we sustain it and improve it. We'll save ourselves from illnesses. The illness that's going to come, it's going to come. The difficulties are going to come. Most verily they're going to come. But Allah Ta'ala has given us such a program, a routine. So this is a small hadith, a beautiful, precious hadith. Allah Ta'ala has given us the treasure of health. And we are all dependent on health. We should continue to be grateful on this. May Allah Ta'ala keep us healthy. And the second point, as I said, that we should have no issues in life. We should have concern and caution for utilizing our time in the right way. When we're sitting free, there's nothing else to do. Save yourself from waste of time activities and utilize your health and time for good things. Let me give you a solution for this, that both health and time can be utilized in a good way. Very beautiful nuskha. Put a tasbih in your hand. What habit should you make? Put a tasbih in your hand. You get little tasbihs, put in your hand. When the tasbih is in your hand, alhamdulillah, then from your mouth will come durood or subhanallah or alhamdulillah, and the swear will not come out. The gossip mongering will not come out. The chit-chatting will not come out. All of the ni'mas, to cover them, what a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given, dhikr Allah. Dhikr of Allah is such an action that every moment and second it will cover your time. It will utilize your time. Your health will be used. Your time will be used. You'll be grateful for your health and you'll be grateful for your time. If you are doing dhikr, say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, darood sharif. And you go further than that. The heart, the dhikr of the heart is even greater. Then you don't need tasbih. Then your heart will be beating. Allah, 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 Allah. So we have to focus, pay attention on these things. We have to pay attention and focus on these things. That pay attention to your heart, and the heart will continue to function. If you don't pay attention to the heart, then the heart will go quiet. You'll go asleep. Remember this, you have to pay attention to the heart. If you pay attention and focus on the heart will start to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Okay, you've made my connection with Allah. I'm alive now, the heart will say to you. But if you take the attention away from the heart, then it will stop. You'll say, okay, I'll stop now. You're not paying attention, so I won't pay attention. So this is a beautiful piece of advice and solution for utilizing our health and our free time. Take hold of the dhikr of Allah with regularity. Allah says your health will improve and your time will be utilized properly. You can't read Quran everywhere you go. You can't walk around reading Quran. And even sitting down, you have to have wudu all the time. But dhikr of Allah is such a thing. You don't need wudu. You don't need to go to a certain place. You don't need health. Nothing. You don't have to do nothing. In every moment and condition and state, you can say, Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillah, everything is covered. Everything's covered. And why do we call these ni'mas? Why is it we are in a big loss with these two things, health and time? Because if with these two great ni'mas of health and time, if we continue and maintain our connection with Allah and continue to build our akhirah, then we will be going into the profit side of our accounts. Our balance sheet will be in the profit. But if we forget Allah and do all the other things in life, then we are going to loss upon loss upon loss. Your eyes will open and you'll see nothing, will be an empty box in thereafter, nothing else. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to do amal on this hadith, and may we not waste our time, and may we not waste our health. Allah Ta'ala may give us health and give us vitality and the capability and the capacity to do ibadat and Quran and tilawat and dhikr of Allah, so we can use our health and time for the sake of Allah. Recite the Durushif. Ameen.